Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
So I want to take a closer look right now at the college football preseason poll. I enjoy the preseason poll. Now, I understand the pitfalls of them. We had Chris Klieman on the show a couple of weeks ago, and he said, and I quote, "I hate the preseason poll." I certainly get why coaches hate them, and I do think the perception that you have in August, it sticks with you for the rest of the season, and I understand why coaches are very anti the preseason poll. But man, they're still fun to look at. They're still fun to discuss. They're still fun to go back and forth. I'm inclined to continue this exercise because, again, it's fun. I enjoy it. The coaches poll is out today. Let me give you the top 10 teams in college football. Number 10, Miami. Number 9, LSU. Number 8, Alabama. 7, Oregon. 6, Clemson. Here's the top 5. 5, Notre Dame. 4, Georgia. 3, Penn State. 2, Ohio State. Number 1, Texas. This is very interesting because a handful of these teams play each other in the first week of the season. Texas plays Ohio State the first week of the season. LSU plays Clemson in the first week of the season. So we got 1 and 2 and 6 and 9 playing each other.
Notre Dame, Miami, week 1, 2? Or is that
maybe? I don't know their schedule is clear.
That's early in the year, too. I know that.
A couple of things stand out to me as I look at this. Look at the top 5. 4 of these teams have changed quarterbacks this offseason. Now, Arch Manning has been there, but Arch Manning was not the starter last year. Ohio State's quarterback's in the National Football League. Drew Aller is probably the best returning college football quarterback this season. You could argue Arch, but we haven't seen enough. I think Drew Aller's the best returning. Maybe you argue Kate Klubnik from Clemson, but Drew Aller's very good. Georgia has a new quarterback. Notre Dame has a new quarterback. There's a lot of turnover. Usually, when there is a lot of turnover at quarterback in college football, it's going to be a wild, unpredictable year. All of these quarterbacks are not hitting. I know because we're thinking, well, it's Texas, it's Ohio State, it's Georgia, of course. No, that's not how this usually works. Usually, there's an upset or two because you're having a transitional year at the quarterback position. It's hard to keep putting guys in the league at that position or having transfers out the way that a couple of these schools did and maintain that high level of play. So that's the first thing that really stood out to me. Who's the team that you think has the chance? Because we know this happens every year. There's going to be a team that's in the top 5 or top 10 that fades away like we saw Florida State do last year. Every season, this is the case. I think this year, I think that team is LSU. And I don't think that team is LSU because I don't think they're going to be very good. I think LSU has maybe the most difficult schedule of any of the power schools. Listen to this. They play on the road against Clemson to kick off the year. They play Florida in week 3. Florida is a sleeper SEC championship type team. On the road against Ole Miss, on the road against Vanderbilt, you might laugh, but Vanderbilt last year was a dragon slayer. On the road against Alabama, on the road against Oklahoma, no clue how good Oklahoma can be this year. And then in the middle, you play Florida, South Carolina, Arkansas, who could be scrappy this year, Texas A&M that's ranked preseason. I think there's three or four mines in that schedule for LSU. I would not be surprised in the least bit if we look up and LSU is unranked at the end of the season.
We actually have a similar answer, but a little for similar reasoning for a different answer. I think it's Alabama. Alabama at 7 to me is a lot of legacy. And I like Kalen DeBoer. What he did at lower levels and then at Washington is he's a good coach, but he is getting a lot of grace for his time at Bama. They were just okay last year. They have a new quarterback, and their schedule is no easy task. Like, they open the season. I know we're going to get our jokes off about Florida State, but you're on the road at an ACC opponent that has a new quarterback and has a new hope to be good this season. That's no gimme. You have at Georgia this year. I might get my jokes off, but at Missouri is no gimme. They have LSU at home that you mentioned. At South Carolina. South Carolina is one of the better teams in the conference this year, and they finished the year at Auburn. Like, that's a rivalry game on the road. You're telling me Bama is going to be like Nick Saban Bama and just go through that gauntlet, no problem, no questions asked, new quarterback, bing, bang, boom, playoff? It feels like Bama is going to be 8-4, 9-3 again, and Greg Sankey is going to be screaming about how Bama should be in the playoff, but they're going to lose 2, 3, 4 games this season. That schedule's too tough, and I have too many questions at quarterback.
I really like Clemson this year. I don't know if Clemson can win the national championship this year, but Clemson to me feels like the clear favorite to win the ACC. I'm also kind of wondering when they can potentially trip up. We just mentioned the home game against LSU to kick off the season. That's not a neutral site game. I mean, this game is going to be played at night at Clemson. You have to like Clemson to win that game. You then look at their road games, because I think that really matters in college football. Texas Tech on the road against North Carolina, on the road against Boston College, Louisville at the end of the season. They play South Carolina on the road, which that might end up being a de facto playoff game, certainly for South Carolina. I thought South Carolina toward the end of the season was actually one of the 12 best teams in college football, but just you weren't going to have six teams make the make the playoff from the SEC. But I think South Carolina was very good last year, and people like them coming into this season. Are you a believer in Penn State this year? Because I kind of think that's the question. I think that they got kind of lucky with the way that the playoff broke last year, and they just kind of got the right teams and the right matchup that they found themselves in the national championship game. Their regular season schedule is going to be a lot more difficult and a lot tougher this year than it was last year. They're not able to avoid everybody this season. They play Oregon this year. They play Ohio State this season. I think Nebraska is going to be improved from a year ago, because I think Dylan Raiola is going to be a better quarterback this year than he was. They also go on the road and play Michigan State, which we just know weird Big Ten night game conference matchup. They also play Indiana this year. This is a much more difficult schedule to navigate this year for Penn State than it was last season.
I'll tell you this. If it doesn't happen for Penn State this year, it might never happen for James Franklin in Happy Valley. I know the schedule is tougher, and you just explained that, but they're bringing back the most talent, and the Big Ten, the other powers in the league, are a little bit down. If you aren't going to make a run, if you aren't going to be in the national title game, if you aren't...
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going to be the Big Ten champ. When is it ever going to happen? They have the hotshot coordinators. They brought in a new defensive coordinator. Remember, they hired Jim Knowles away from Ohio State. That was like a big coup in college football. They stole him. They have Andy Kolnecki, the offensive coordinator, who built that offense last year into a really powerhouse team. Drew Aller, that you mentioned. Like, yes, their schedule is tough, but do you know what Dante Moore is at Oregon at quarterback? Probably not. Do you know what Julian Sayin is at Ohio State at quarterback? Probably not. They have, I mean, Nebraska is going to be salty, but that game is to Penn State's advantage. Like, Penn State should be 11-1, 12-1 after the Big Ten title game and a 1 or 2 seed in college football. And if they aren't that, I don't know if James Franklin's ever winning a title in Happy Valley, because it just, everything seems to have lined up for this season. This is the moment.
Oh, man, I want to go back. Penn State actually lost to Notre Dame last year. Yeah. Notre Dame was a team that played for the national championship last year. They lost to Ohio State in the national championship game. I want to correct that right there. Last thing here, and then we'll move on from college football. You had mentioned this earlier when we were looking at this. You think the K-State should be ranked a little bit higher. You don't think they should be the highest ranked team in the Big 12, but you do think they should be ranked higher than 20.
100%. K-State should be like 15 in the country right now. And again, I'm like Chris Klieman. I really like Chris Klieman. I really wish he wasn't at K-State. I wish he would take the Iowa job, because I really like Chris Klieman. It's a tragedy he's at that school. But they should be 15. They should be 13. They should be in between 10 and 15. And I think if they win week one in Ireland against the Cyclones, you can make a case that K-State will be, what, 7-0, 8-0, heading into a matchup with Tech? Like, they are one game away from being undefeated in a week 7-8 of the season, and their schedule is so soft. They're returning Avery.
This is about right for where they should be. I think they should be behind Arizona State. I think they should be behind Illinois, South Carolina. We'll see how good Michigan's new starting quarterback is.
I think Carolina slipped on that list, too. I think Carolina should be way higher, but that's not here nor there.
Yeah, maybe you could argue you would switch Ole Miss with K-State. But,
100%.
I mean, for the most part, I think that K-State's in line with where they should be. They should probably be somewhere between 17 and 20. I think that's about fair for K-State. And I think they're widely considered to be the second-best team in the Big 12 this year, and that's reflected in the college football preseason poll. I don't feel like this is a big slight toward the Wildcats.
I don't think it's a big slight, but I think it's a little bit of a slight. I mean, I know the Big 12 is touting they're bringing all these quarterbacks back, and some of the Big 12 marketing with these quarterbacks is like, are we really going to gloat that the guy at Cincinnati's returning? Like, cool, whatever. Avery Johnson might be the best quarterback in the conference. Like, it's he or Sam Leavitt, and if you picked Avery Johnson over Sam Leavitt, I don't think that's a bad decision. Like, that's kind of how we look at pro and college football. Coach-quarterback combo. Avery Johnson going into his third full season, second full season as a starter with a coach that we both think is very good and an advantageous schedule. Like, K-State should feel a little bit of a way that they're at 20. I don't want them at 4, but 20 seems a little bit low for the Cats. Like, I think they're probably closer to Illinois as a dark horse to make the college football playoff than they are in Ole Miss, who I think is going to be a 8-4 type of team.
Yeah, I think the perception around Illinois, I think a lot of that comes from the Big Ten. I also think, I mean, I think it's more likely that Illinois makes the college football playoff than K-State does, just because I think 3 or 4 teams from the Big Ten make it, and maybe you get 2 from the Big 12. And I think that shapes a lot of the perception early on about who should be ranked where when discussing the college football preseason poll.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for buy one, get one free on select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.